An election, you know, it's like a basketball game. There's got to be a winner and a loser, and we're going to hear from both in the next few minutes. In Pennsylvania, some folks felt like they won big on Tuesday. The state was once reliably Democratic, but Trump carried it, thanks in large part to voters in western Pennsylvania, blue-collar areas that were once home to thriving steel mills. Those jobs are largely gone, a fact that many there blame on bad trade deals and globalization. One of the places affected is Monessen, a town of 7,500 just south of Pittsburgh. Trump visited there in June. Joining me now is Lou Mavrakis, the mayor of Monessen. Mayor Lou was on our program back in July. So what is the mood in Monessen this week, Mayor Lou, after Trump was elected?
Marco, you know, a lot of people, I guess, were in a state of shock, just like it is all over the country and all over the world. No one expected, I guess, to see this happen. And Trump visiting this area, he knew what he was doing. Oddly enough, the road to the White House came through Monessen. Seven precincts here in the city of Monessen. You have approximately 700 registered Republicans. With that, Trump got 1,221 votes. That's unheard of in the city of Monessen. Those votes, you're looking at several Democrats had crossed over and voted for Trump, just as I predicted.
So the shock is over a town like Monessen, an old bastion of the Democratic Party, where it went for the Republican. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. So when you say the road to the White House passed through Monessen, what angered people? Why did people go out, change party affiliation, and vote for Donald Trump this time?
Well, all you have to do is come here to Monessen and look at all the blight that's left behind whenever the steel industry leaves. When the steel industry leaves, you know, you go up and down this valley, the Allegheny River and the Ohio River. All the steel plants were in this area that made this country what it is. The very communities that built this country are the communities that are suffering the most. You know, I had 4 years of Read My Lips. I had 8 years of Clinton. I had 8 years of Bush Jr. I had 8 years of Obama. And what does our community look like? It looks like Beirut, or it looks like if ISIS was to come here, they would keep on going because they say somebody already bombed us. And that's the way all the communities look that had steel mills up and down the Mon Valley, up and down the Allegheny in Ohio.
Now, when you spoke with us a few months ago, Mayor Lou, you and a few others in your city there in Monessen said you knew Donald Trump could not bring back steel jobs, that essentially you knew Trump was making hollow promises. So square that for us. How come all these people in Monessen went out and voted for him?
Because it's very simple. He come here, he give him some hope. Stop and think about it. This is what I'm going to propose to Trump. You get your neckties made in China. You get your suits made in China. All right, come here to Monessen. Make your ties here. Make your suits here. There used to be two clothing factories in this city beside the steel industry that we have. There's plenty of room for us to have industry coming here. It doesn't necessarily have to be steel. Now, could you bring back steel to the way it was? No. In 1955, when I went to work, 8,000 jobs there. Now, with the same amount of steel being produced today, with modern technology and with the computer age, 400 would produce the same amount of steel. So what are we talking about? You don't have to have steel come back here, but you got to have some jobs come back here. Now, surely, you know, Trump talks about the expertise that he has in agreements. Well, fine. Get the Chinese to bring some of their factories over here. Make the suits. Make the ties. Make something here in this country.
What will the people of Monessen be feeling in 2020 if you don't see any new manufacturing there?
You know what you're going to find? You're going to find a one-termer and somebody else is going to be elected.
Lou Mavrakis, the mayor of Monessen, Pennsylvania, thanks very much.
You're welcome, my friend.
One group of voters who helped propel Donald Trump to the White House, conservative Christians. During the course of the campaign, Trump sometimes spoke and behaved in ways that Christians might deem unchristian, and yet they still supported him. We wanted to check in with a Christian Trump supporter, so we called Dr. Sabi Kumar. He's a Republican state legislator in Tennessee. He was just reelected on Tuesday. And I started out by asking him how the election looked from his hometown.
The election looked very much pro-Trump from the very beginning, and certainly Donald Trump carried 70 2% of the voters in Robertson County, Tennessee. The big issues of concern were really the direction of the country. This is a conservative society with very solid conservative values, and the feeling definitely is that our country has moved so far to the left on social issues that the course needs to be corrected.
So what about you? Did you support him?
Yes, I do, with certain reservations. Certainly, some of the pronouncements of President-elect Trump were not along the lines that we would have liked to see.
I want to ask you, though, Donald Trump had a lot of support in his campaign from Christians, despite his kind of unchristian vulgarity. Help us understand why the Christian community really liked Trump.
That is the enigma of Donald Trump. Because here is a man who's a Manhattan billionaire, and he is able to identify with blue-collar workers. Here is a man who's not church-committed, and he's able to identify with evangelicals. Here is a man who did not serve in the military, and he's able to gather and identify with and gain respect or support from veterans. That is an enigma, and that is one thing that media failed to understand.
So how do you think he does it? How do you think he
because
kind of succeeds?
He supports their values. Evangelical Christians feel that role of faith in government has been set aside. Government has been eliminated. My constituents very strongly believe about prayer in school. Prayer has been taken out of schools. We open our legislature, and I believe the U.S. Congress, every session with a prayer. Why do we not allow that at schools? These constituents or my fellow citizens feel that prayer and God and biblical values on which this nation was founded have been taken out of the government. And Donald Trump tells them so, and he supports the effort to restore those values in the government.
Just one last question, Dr. Kumar. It sounds like what you're saying is that in some cases, Christians will cut some vulgar people slack if those vulgar people are politicians and they're willing to get the government out of their lives.
Those Christians were definitely offended by the vulgarity because they are people with solid conservative values. Yet, what is the alternative? The alternative is to totally eliminate religion and follow the path that Hillary Clinton offered. So it was, I guess the common phrase will be lesser of the two evils. It is not that the Christian said, oh, this vulgarity is okay because he will benefit me. No, they are not that selfish a group. The point was, yes, he's vulgar. Yes, I don't like it. I wrote a recent article, I write in the local newspaper, and my first phrase was that if shaking of the head from side to side would count as exercise, we will be a very fit society. That is the response that I received from my citizens. Again, 72% of them voted for Donald Trump, but the response was, yes, I'm going to vote for him, but they will shake their head side to side because they were unhappy with some of his statements that you characterize as vulgarity. Yes, these Christians are not accepting of that. They're unhappy with that. But when they look at the alternative of Hillary Clinton, then they chose Donald Trump over that.
Dr. Sabi Kumar, a Republican state legislator in Tennessee who was reelected on Tuesday. Thanks very much.